Welcome everyone to our next session. We have Luca presenting about software.
Thank you very much. Hello, good afternoon. My name is Luca. By day, I work as a software engineer in the Linux Systems Group at Microsoft, where I am responsible for the operating system that runs on the Azure infrastructure. By night, I am involved in various open source projects. I'm a maintainer in Systemd, Debian developer, DPDK LTS maintainer, a bunch of other stuff that I consistently forget about. So I'm going to talk to you about this new feature we added in Systemd mid of last year called soft reboot. And yes, it's a new type of reboot. And we're going to look at how it's implemented first. And in the second part of the talk, we're going to look at two demos showing that running and how it can work with containers. So if you were at All Systems Go, you probably saw the first half of the talk, while the second half is new. So first of all, why? Why do we want a new type of reboot? Don't we have enough already? And the answer is, of course, is performance. So rebooting means if you have some services that are running on your system and they're providing some functionality, during that window of time, they're interrupted and people don't like interruptions. So that is the main motivation for this. I also know that there are some update systems that require double reboots. I've been told, for example, that DNF online upgrades require double reboots. So by shortening the time it takes to do this, we can save something there as well. But the main use case is the first one for avoiding interruptions. So when you go from a reboot to a KEXEC, you're saving time because you're cutting away the time it takes to reset the firmware and the hardware. So the next obvious step was to cut away the kernels at time. If the kernel is not being updated, you don't need to reboot it and do all the device reinitialization and everything else. So we came up with the idea of soft reboot, and this is what it does. It just reboots the user space portion of your Linux system. Again, the goal is trying to minimize disruption as much as possible. So this pairs very well with image-based Linux. We've been talking about image-based Linux systems for a couple of years now. This works very well with it because in the system, you have a single root FS, which is usually read-only. And then you have a UKI, where your kernel init RD are. And these are distinct components. They're usually updated independently. And so with a soft reboot, when you don't update your kernel, you can update just your root FS. Now, this also pairs very nicely with kernel live patching. So on a production system, you can fix bugs in your kernel without rebooting by using kernel live patching. And this pairs nicely with that because you can use the system to update the user space portion of your image when you have bugs or security problems or whatever. Again, we are replacing the entirety of user space atomically and moving into a new root file system. Now, it's not only for image-based systems, though. This can be useful for package-based OSs because, for example, you cannot restart the dbus daemon or broker on a Linux system. Your system will explode if you do that. So by doing a soft reboot, you can save some time when your dbus has some security problems that needs to be fixed or whatnot. So let's look at how it is implemented. So as far as the kernel is concerned, nothing is happening. Everything is business as usual. It doesn't